Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jalen Hawkins met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How you doing? I mean, for one, you know, having somebody bigger body, you know, in the box, somebody who's versatile, you know, having three people out there that can play multiple positions and move around at different parts of the field, I feel like it's beneficial and it's helpful. Helps keep the scheme identifiable and, you know, you can play together and play fast. Very versatile. Yeah, it's versatile. What I said, yeah.
Impression so far, you know, Kyle Hamilton and Jesse Minter's defense. Man,
Kyle Hamilton, for one, is a dog. Obviously, the best in the league. Can do everything. Line him up in a box. He's out there folding people, setting the edge. Then he's covering slots. Then sometimes you switch him out, put him in deep post, and he'll play his position and have range and cover them. But, like, the defense so far has been really good, man. I feel like we've been gelling together. And, you know, as we've been installing, you know, we've been getting closer in scheme and learning technique together and seeing how we can play off each other and be comfortable. I feel like that's the biggest thing. You know, having that chemistry back there is, like, bigger than anything.
Jalen, you just said it there, Kyle Hamilton made the best safety in the league. He said last week or recently that he thinks there's no reason Malachi Starks can't be the best safety in the league. What's it been like getting to know him, working with him?
Man, Malachi's my dog, another great player, man. Exactly to what Kyle said, man. I'm here to help him, you know what I'm saying, become the best. We're all here to help each other become the best. And I want to see him thrive in the system, man. He's a real good kid, great player, very instinctual, rangy, long, can cover, can do it all as well, man. So I'm just happy to be a part of this, you know what I'm saying, and we all learning each other, and we all growing together, man, and, you know, trying to build something dominant for real.
When you go through the deep playoff run they made last year and sort of being able to touch the Super Bowl, how does that change your habits, your hunger? I mean, do you detect anything different about yourself or anything that you're doing differently so you can get back to that state?
Man, yeah. You know, it's day in and day out, the little things. You know, the way you practice, effort to the football, your attitude. It's the little things, you know, waking up in the morning, staying on routine, being on time to things, coming out here, creating good habits, you know, finishing on the right leverage, trying to finish, you know, at the ball as much as you can. But those little things add up, man. And the connection part, you know, we're all in a hotel, we all together, coach put us in there together. So, you know, it's a great time to try to connect even more, you know what I'm saying, with your peers and grow that chemistry, man, because that's the stuff that really takes it to the next level, you know. So, yeah.
You talked about versatility in several of your answers. Do you feel like that's really the trend for defensive backs now? You can't be a one-trick pony. You have to be able to do a bunch of different
things. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying, to defensive coordinator, whatever system you're in. I feel like that's the trend, though, man. You got to be versatile. You know, the game's evolving. There's a lot of things that offenses start doing that they weren't doing a couple years ago. So you got to be able to do multiple things, you know. So, yeah.
What's
I like Coach Mings, man. Good coach. Like I said, man, the attention to details of him has been real good. His communication, you know, just being on the sideline, conversing with him, him giving me feedback, instruction on how to, you know, use this tool versus this coverage and everything, man. It's been good, man. Real smart coach. I appreciate what he's been doing for the room and having us all together in there, you know, allowing us to connect, feed off each other, and conversate. I feel like that's a big deal. That's a hidden thing that goes unnoticed, but that just helps us gel even more, and everybody's on the same page once we, you know, get the answer to that, those questions.
Have you been a part of that playoff run last year? Do you feel like there's something that you bring to this locker room that is looking to have that kind of a season this year in terms of your experience and keeping a level head, expectations, all that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my experience for sure has taught me a lot. And, you know, that's what I'm here for, man, to just, you know what I'm saying, do my part, ball out, help the team win, help the guys in my room, be an ear, also be a voice, you know. So, yeah, for sure.
Compete with this offense so far out here. What stuck out to you for the team last time?
We got a good run-pass balance, man. The way the offensive coordinator is scheming things up is pretty dope. Can't give out too much answers to that, but, you know, the players that we have are very skillful. We got a handful of guys that can make plays. Zay, you know what I'm saying, Bate, Derek, you know, Jacob, all those guys can make plays, and the way he's utilizing them is very unique, man, and I'm excited to see it during the season.
Jalen,
Shout out him, bro. That's a blessing, bro. Yeah, yeah. That's a blessing.
From your side of the field, what's the greatest problem he presents?
Oh, man, he could do it all. I mean, he can score from the one, take it all the way to the tuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? He has yak, incredible yak, incredible change of direction, good route tech, good route craft, good hands, man. He's a playmaker. You know, one of those guys you always got to keep an eye out for when you're on the field. So, yeah.
Earlier in camp, and AJ's in fact, Jesse made a lot of comments about the pre-snap communication and that weird policy that you talked about. You calling out plays pre-snap. Do you see that as your responsibility as a guy most often by the team?
For sure, I see that, man. You know, as long as I can, you know, stay on the film work, see the formation recognition, you know, I'm going to call out what I see. That's just always been my game. That's just always been me. And, you know, I'm going to use my smarts and what I know to get everybody aligned and on the same page. You know, that helps everybody make plays. That helps us win, you know. So those things are very important.
Two more. We're good. All right. Thank you, Jalen.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.